We present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant.
With Damon Williams, and Damon will be in Waukegan tonight at the Red Iguana, then Friday night, tomorrow night at the Dorchester in Dalton. This morning, he is in Los Angeles where he opened and closed the J Spot.
And swept up afterwards.
That's how you have to do it at the J Spot, yeah.
Damon Williams, good morning.
Good morning,
good morning,
Damon.
Good morning, Sybil. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning, J. Anthony Brown.
And Damon Williams reports on a team that followed directions too well. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom. As serious as Tyrese at a Weight Watchers meeting. Now, in today's report, I actually have to blame the victims as opposed to the stupid criminals. Two of these three robberies in my report should not have even taken place. In the first story, as you mentioned, was about a teen, so I attribute this to his youth. A 15-year-old boy from Seattle was approached by a man at a bank. The man threatened him with harm if he didn't go in the bank and withdraw money from his account. The man told the boy he would hurt him and that he knows where he lives. So the boy complies, takes out $160, gives it to the robber. The robber then takes the money, tells the boy to meet him tomorrow, the next day, so he can rob him again. Yeah, he sets up a time and everything. So the boy agrees, meets the guy, and gives him more money. Now, people, if you are getting robbed and your robber tells you where he's going to be the next day and you meet him and give him your money, you deserve to be robbed. Seriously. The boy should have called the police, or if not that, call your cousin. If the robber is bold enough to show up for his robbery appointment, y'all just whoop his ass. Seriously. As serious as a lady gym teacher. Anyway. You remember them lady gym
teachers? Yes, anyway. I do.
Yes, indeed. They're
girls,
very
you need
serious.
To shower again. Girls, you need to shower again. Again and again.
My second story is another robbery I feel shouldn't have taken place. All right, two men robbed a bank in Sanford, Florida. And I think it's common knowledge that if you approach a teller and demand money or handle a note declaring a robbery, they're told to cooperate and give up the money. So it's not a surprise that the teller gave these crooks who claimed they had a bomb an unspecified amount of cash. What's crazy about the robbery, they men were in the drive-thru.
In the drive-thru?
Yes, sir. So first of all, that's just lazy. Second of all, if you're going to rob me, at least have the decency to get yourself out the car.
Lace.
Now, and if you're robbing me at my window with all this bulletproof glass and you claim to have a bomb, go ahead. Set the bomb off. Let's see who gets the most messed up. You out the glass or you out there with the bomb.
Right.
Seriously. As serious as a man with a ponytail and a bald spot. That's like ladies with a weave and a hat. Report to you live from California, and I'll be in Chicago all weekend. Seriously, the news, David Williams.
Good job, Damon. Got to be there at the top.
Thanks, man. Thanks a lot.